Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you again, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. We are pleased to be joined by Ike Devji, who's an asset protection attorney from Pro Asset Protection, who's going to talk about asset protection for business owners, keeping what you make. Ike, thank you very much for being here. How are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Oh, thank you for coming on. I know that you've worked with business owners and professionals all over the country. Give everyone a little bit of your background, Ike.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned to your listeners, I am an attorney, and the sole focus of my practice is asset protection, which is basically wealth preservation and risk management planning for all kinds of successful people. I've been doing that every day for the last 11 years, and as you said, I work with people all over the United States. We work with several thousand physicians and another couple thousand higher net worth private business owners like the people that you often work with. And we do that, as I said, nationally. We also I also do a lot of teaching and speaking on this subject because we love to educate business owners on what they need to do to keep what they've worked their whole life to earn. And I know you and I kind of work on the same problems from different ends of the spectrum.
Absolutely. So talk about your you mentioned the business owners and the physicians you work with, but what really makes an ideal client for you? If you could wave a magic wand and work with any type of client, who would be the perfect client for you?
Well, the people I like working with the most, and I think that I get the most personal satisfaction from working for, are people who have worked hard, done the right thing the right way, built a business through typically a lot of hard work, a little good luck, and being a good person trying to do the right thing the right way, and who in many cases wake up one day successful, right? It's the sort of 30-year overnight success stories that we probably both have as clients, Steve. Right. And the neat thing is that many of these people don't feel rich. Right. They get up every day. They run their business. They employ other people, whether they're a doctor or a guy that owns a restaurant or a contractor or someone who owns a medical device company or an advertising company or is a distributor of a product of some kind. I mean, it doesn't really matter. All of these people sort of get up every morning, put their pants on one leg at a time, or maybe their skirt on both legs at one time. Because we do have a lot of successful women that we work with as well. And they have assets that they need to protect. They have risks that they need to manage in their business. And in many cases, they don't know what those risks are. So they have the risk of what they do professionally, their professional liability. Most of these people have employees, which is a huge liability. Some things we can discuss in further detail as we go. And they're people who I feel deserve to keep the fruits of their labor. And typically these are people who, if I ask them if they believe that the social and political and economic conditions that allowed them to be who they are today still exist. And, you know, the question is, if you lost it all and had to do it over again, could you? Most of my clients say no. They don't have the time left. They don't have the energy left. And the circumstances within which they're trying to build their business or sell their business are very different from what they've been through over the last several decades. Does that make sense the way I'm saying that?
No, there's no question. That's exactly the type of people that I've seen you work very successfully with and make a big difference. And share a little bit about what makes you unique, some of your background that gives you unique insight in being able to help those people.
Well, there are a couple of things. As I said, number one is my experience is focused in this area. I only do this one thing, and it's all I've done every day for the last 11 years. So I am not a general business attorney or an estate planner that wings it and does a couple of asset protection cases a year if somebody asks me. This is what I do all day, every day. And we're protecting literally billions, closing probably on $6 billion in personal assets. Wow. For everyday folks, as I said, who either own their own business or are a physician or are a C-level executive, or might be a very highly compensated sales executive. We have some professional athletes, but all of these people have subjectively made it. And, you know, as I said, they don't all feel rich, but compared to everybody else, they're probably more successful than the average middle class person, let's say.
Right.
Before I was doing this, another thing that I think makes my background unique from a lot of other people who work in estate planning related areas is that I've got both litigation experience and personal business experience. I grew up in an entrepreneurial home with business owner parents. I was working from the time I was a child. I fought my first own bogus EEOC lawsuit when I was 18 years old. I fought my first dispute with a landlord over a lease on a commercial property when I was 21. Saw what happened to my family and others that we knew through the abuse of the legal process and the jeopardy that that created. And then I came out of law school like everybody else, and I ended up started in a commercial litigation setting. So I actually used to be the guy who sued people. And after doing that for a while, I understood very clearly that every lawsuit is at its base a business equation. And the lawyers are trying to solve that business equation for themselves and for their law firm. So I know what the bad guys, so to speak, want. Does that make sense?
That makes 100% sense. And I think that that really does differentiate you, that you've been on that litigation side and can understand the mindset of the other side and what they're trying to do, and then reverse engineer someone's asset protection plan to protect against those folks. And I think that that's a great skill and background that you have. So that being said, as you sit here today with all these business owners, professionals that you deal with, what really are the biggest risks that they ought to take into consideration?
Well, I mean, there's so many, Steve, it'd be hard to narrow it down, but I'm sure going to try. Number one is that most people have done death planning, right? Conventional estate planning. In fact, most of the people, I'd say 8 out of 10 people that come into my office have some form of basic estate planning in place. What those people don't realize is that estate planning only plans for their death and not for their life. So that many of the vehicles that they have used, as important as they are, as necessary as they are not going to protect what they've worked their whole life for while they are still alive. So, you know, that's one of the biggest risks, I think, is a lack of information as to what will the tools that I have in place actually do. The second big risk or mistake that we see people make is that people wrongly rely on the word insurance. So we're talking about liability insurance as something that's too broadly defined for most consumers. So people will say, well, I was told I don't have to worry about it because I have an S corporation and an umbrella insurance policy in place, so nothing can happen to me. I'm sure you've heard that same comment from a client.
Many times.
And so what we try to explain to them is, great, you might have, for instance, a personal liability umbrella over your home and automobile coverage. But what does that have to do with the employment lawsuit that you might face, for instance, which is one of the biggest threats that most people out there face? Most people are unaware that you're 5 times more likely to be sued as a business owner, which I know is the majority of your listeners, by an employee than for any other reason. And the average sexual harassment verdict, as just one example, is $500,000. So what we're seeing is that people are unprepared to handle these kinds of things by doing the proactive risk management they need to do, which means they need to have things like employment practices liability insurance and a professionally drafted employment manual in place, and then have trained everybody to do the right thing in the business. So there's three different channels to beating that problem, if you will. And that's how we, you know, that's a three-pronged approach we take to that specific problem. Those are two specific examples of things that we look at. And there are many others as well. One of the other things is that even when people have adequate insurance that is business-specific, they don't have all of the right kinds of insurance. So, great. Let's say, Steve, that you and I are talking to a professional, maybe a physician. That's an easy example, right? And
right.
That person will have typically two kinds of insurance in place. One will be general liability insurance, which the way I explain that to consumers is think slip and fall insurance, right? Somebody comes to your place of business and gets hurt or is hurt by you or one of your employees in the course of your business. Well, that's where the general liability insurance type policies would come in. The second kind of insurance that many people, including you as an advisor and I as an attorney and physicians and many other people might have, what you and I would refer to as professional liability insurance, right? Which is your malpractice or E&O insurance is what a realtor would call it. So they've got those two things in place. But what about if you handle credit card information? Or what about if you have account numbers or social security numbers that get compromised and stolen by a hacker, or you have a computer stolen, or God forbid, one of your employees intentionally steals and misuses that information? Well, there's a special kind of insurance that's referred to as cyber liability or data breach insurance that you and I need to make sure that clients who have that kind of information have in place. As another specific example. So we've covered two specific kinds of insurance that most people are unaware even exists. What if you and I, Steve, are dealing with a client who distributes medical equipment and that person bills Medicare and Medicaid for the equipment that they supply at the order of their client's physicians? Well, Medicare is out there auditing businesses that, including physicians and related businesses, that bill them because they are looking to reduce the amount of fraud, which you and I probably both agree with. The problem with that is that the auditors are paid on a contingency basis and get about 12.5% of everything that they deny.
Wow.
So can you imagine being audited by them and they can come back to you and request up to 450 files every 45 days? We need to have what we call rack audit insurance in place to make sure that if that happens to a client who has that exposure, that we've got insurance in place that will cover the cost of defense. And the defense costs alone on many modern legal exposures hit $100,000 before the business owner knows what happened. I mean, it's an overnight kind of exposure. So this risk management analysis with every individual business owner, where somebody who actually knows what risks they face or can help them figure out what risks they face by asking questions, is something that I see a lot of people miss.
Are you willing to help business owners take care of that up front? Are you willing to help them go through that risk management audit and proactively deal with that?
Yes, that's certainly part of what we do with every client, Steve. I mean, look, a lot of lawyers spend time talking about themselves. My trust, I'm so smart, my partnership, my legal strategy. Yes, all of those things are important, and we do those things too. But that's only about half the battle. We need to make sure that the things that we don't personally do are addressed for the client. And in fact, I have very specific, short, sweet executive summaries of many of these liability issues that I've written and prepared and which have been nationally published that I have available for your listeners as well. So if they want, for instance, a one-page summary of the most commonly overlooked types of business insurance that many business owners need and don't know about, I've boiled that down to one page.
Wow, that's great. Where can they get that? Because as we wrap up here, I think probably a lot of people want to get that information and really figure out what they don't know they don't know.
Sure. Well, I've got a ton of information on my website, which is www.proassetprotection.com. There's a link at the top of the page if you go to that website that says articles. And there are hundreds of articles by me and by other experts. And we have an index there so you can search by topic. For instance, if you search liability insurance, that one will come up. Of course, any of your listeners are always welcome to call me directly with a specific question, and I'll be happy to shoot them the information they need and get them started down the right path. And as I said, as you know, Steve, I don't sell any insurance or anything else. And people are probably wondering why an attorney is coming on and talking so much about insurance. I'm talking about it because it's the first line of defense. It is the thing that I put in front of my legal planning and, you know, hope that nobody ever gets through it. And if they do, then we have a wall behind that. But proassetprotection.com has a ton of that information. And as I said, your clients and your listeners are more than welcome to call me directly with a specific question, and I'll be happy to send them anything they need on these subjects.
What's the best number to reach you at, Ike?
You know what? I'll give you folks my direct personal line. It's 602-808-5540.
That's 602-808-5540.
That's correct. That's my
so the best.
Line.
It sounds like the best way to do it is to go to Pro, www.proassetprotection.com, read up on the particular topic, get clear on some of the things that you're looking at, and then call you and talk about how they can implement some of those things. Correct?
Absolutely. And we've got a lot of information there. Also, you know, if somebody wants to go through a formal process of an analysis of their personal situation, we obviously do that as well. That is, you know, one of the main things that we do as attorneys is talk to people and help figure these things out. So yes, certainly we can help in different ways.
Well, that's great. You're very generous. I appreciate you offering those tools to our listeners. I would highly recommend that every business owner listening get on Ike's website, read about these things, and give him a call. He's a very skilled asset protection attorney, and being able to keep what you've worked so hard to make and build over all this time is there's just nothing more important than that. So thank you once again, Ike. We look forward to having you on the show again, and have a great weekend.
You too, Steve. Thanks for sharing
all right.
your time with
me. Take care, Ike. Thanks again to Ike Devji for being on the show, www.proassetprotection.com. And we're going to take another short break. We've got Leland Pace, who's a CPA and exit planner, a real unique approach to how he takes care of his clients. You're not going to want to miss that. So we're going to take a short commercial break and be right back with Leland Pace.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.